This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman. We are your professors today for Trivia Friday. We have just under 25 minutes left in the program. 888-589-8840. The number to call if you want to get on this here show. All right, guys, let's reset our questions again.
Okay. Here we started out quickly. Oh, let's see. I was about to read about New England, but we had somebody answer that and win a T-shirt. Here we go. Multiple choice. When did college basketball introduce the three-point shot? 1983, 1987, or 1991? And then what fast food chain introduced the Blizzard? And then if I can add one, what Confederate general opened fire on Fort Sumter to begin the Civil War?
All right. I have one question unanswered. Which hockey player has won the most Stanley Cups with 11 wins?
You want to add any? Or?
I unfortunately don't have any more to
okay.
add.
Okay. All right. Here are my questions. I have one original question left. Excuse me. A person from New York is called a New Yorker. That's true. But here's the true-false question. A person from Maine is called either a Mainer or a Maniac. Is that true or false? And again, there's a tip of the hat to Cindy Sowell of the Sowell Family Pickers, who gave me that recommendation for a question. Here's my second question. Bionic, the word bionic, is a blend of what two words? When you talk about the bionic man, for example, the old show from the 70s, bionic is a blend of what two words? And I'm going to add a Super Bowl question since we are just over a week away from the Super Bowl. What NFL team has the most consecutive appearances in the Super Bowl with four? What NFL team has the most consecutive appearances in the Super Bowl with four? And here's a hint. They lost all four of those games.
Wait a minute. They went four times in a row?
In a row and lost every time. Now, there's some folks, when I said that, that gave it away. But anyway, that's
you're talking about a sad commentary.
That's right.
Everybody hard to live that down. Love to even go, and you or one of your earlier questions, four teams have never even made it.
Yeah.
And these guys went four times in a row.
And lost
oh,
every
my
time.
Goodness.
All right, JJ, where we go?
Let's go to Pete from Oklahoma. Hello, Pete.
Hello, y'all.
Pete, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both today.
Which one you feel real confident about?
I feel real confident about JJ's three-pointer.
Oh, good.
All right, good.
Pete. Multiple choice, when did college basketball introduce the three-point shot? Was it 1983, 1987, or 1991?
Well, the NBA did theirs in 79, and college did theirs in 87.
87?
Wow. Good.
Hey, nice little add-on there. When did you say the NBA, when did they do theirs?
79.
Okay. Good, wow. good little additional trivia there.
Yeah, super. Excellent.
Hey, we were just talking to Walker, the youngest member of the professors. I said,
And a new daddy.
And a new daddy.
That's right. That's right. 7 months old. My son's name's Luke.
Super.
Congratulations, Walker.
Thank you.
Well, we were telling him, when you see Pistol Pete and some of these others, and they're looking at their high school or college records, you got to – it's not apples and apples. It's apples and oranges, because they didn't have the three-point shot then when they're posting their records,
right.
The number
right.
of points they put up. That right. made a big difference when they could get 3 points. Mm-hmm. Hey, Pete, what's your question for us?
Okay. What is the only Central American country in which baseball, not soccer, is the people's favorite sport?
Mm.
Central America.
Central American.
Baseball.
Oh, that is a good – that's a good question, but I just I don't know, guys.
I know how popular in the Dominican Republic, but that's not considered.
Yeah, it would be central.
You're talking about Belize, El Salvador,
Honduras,
Nicaragua.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. How about Nicaragua?
Let's go with that.
We'll go with that. How's that, Pete?
You said Nicaragua?
Nicaragua.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, wow. That's just a guess. Yeah. Absolutely a guess.
Yeah, Nicaragua is that's her favorite sport, not soccer.
You know, my daughter went on a mission trip there, my daughter Maddie, last summer, and one of the things they did was get out in a field and play baseball with Nicaraguan kids.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Pete. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, y'all have a good weekend yourself.
Great. So Pete was a sports fan.
Yeah, and that's a good bit of trivia about there in Central America.
All right, where do we go next?
Tennessee. Jerry's on the line. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
What part of Tennessee?
Near Memphis.
Okay. Ask, answer, or do both?
We'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The blizzard was put out by Dairy Queen.
Yeah, let me ask. Here's the question. Which fast food chain introduced the blizzard? You're exactly right. Dairy Queen. Back in 1985 is when they introduced that. Yum, yum.
And yeah, I love those things. Same. They're known for being able to turn your blizzard over without it coming out.
And you know, that's a strange thing because I got one a little while back, and when she reached out of the window to hand it to me, that's exactly what she did, turned it upside down.
Yeah, that was part of the advertising campaign. It was so thick. And they put the spoon in it and turn it up.
Right.
So they actually
they
do it, though?
They did it a few, like, back in the fall.
Yeah, last year I was up traveling, like, in Columbus, Ohio, I think, and stopped by a Dairy Queen, got a blizzard, and I wasn't as familiar with the tradition of turning it over to make sure it's
right.
good quality.
See, I wasn't either. I thought, whoa, what's
so she's at the register, and she's, like, flipping it over, and I'm like, whoa, don't. I thought she was dropping it.
Yeah.
But then afterwards I thought, oh, well, that was on purpose.
Right. Right.
That'd freak me out, too.
Yeah.
They change jobs and go to McDonald's, and then they hand you your tray and turn it over, and then their hot fries
falls
go
out.
Everywhere.
Yeah. They tried that with their soup for a while. It was short-lived. Hey, Jerry, what's your question for us?
All right. It goes back a bit. What one man has ever been governor of two states?
Wow.
What one man has ever been governor of two states?
Now, it goes back. So, you know, we're talking it could be in the 1800s.
Yeah, can you give us a century or something, Jerry?
It is in the 1800s.
Okay.
But how remarkable that you could be the governor of two states.
Yeah, I can't even make a guess.
Yeah, his nickname was Carpetbagger Bill. That's what he went by, but I can't remember his whole name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't guess.
Jerry, you got us, brother. What's the answer?
The answer is Sam Houston.
Oh, Sam
Houston.
He
was governor of Tennessee in 1827. He was governor of Texas in 1859.
Huh. And an incredible patriot.
I know that some of you have heard the story of the man who was going to be baptized, and the preacher said, you better give your wallet to somebody on the bank. That was Sam Houston.
Sam Houston
near
was
Washington.
He was getting baptized, or is he the... He was the one getting baptized?
He was getting baptized.
Hmm. Okay, well...
And the preacher was the president of Baylor University, then at Washington on the Brazos.
Wow, great.
And that happened in the early 1860s. I came across this while doing research for my doctorate. It was Sam Houston.
Well,
Sam
Jerry,
Houston
fascinating.
Was being baptized.
Well, Jerry, I gotta tell you when I got baptized, the preacher was about to lower me into the water, and I reached and took my wallet out so it wouldn't get wet, and he said, "No, that goes too." So he said the whole thing, everything had to get baptized.
Sam Houston, that's what he said. He said, "No, preacher. It needs to be baptized too."
Oh, wow. Okay, all right. So that old joke is from that.
Okay. Hey, I think there's a humongous Sam Houston statue in Huntsville, Texas. It seems like I've seen that going down the road.
On the south side of Huntsville.
Yeah,
I-45.
Humongous.
You think you're going to run right into it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and what a patriot. What a patriot. Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks, Jerry. Have a great weekend. Terrific trivia. That's why we have this show for
That's
stuff
right.
like that.
That's learning. That's learning university right there. Okay, we go where, JJ?
Peter in Tennessee. Hello, Pete.
Okay, wait. I got. I clicked on Washington and Kenan.
Kenan, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Kenan, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which question do you want to answer?
I was going to do the Dairy Queen one, but Jerry stole my answer, so I'll do the main one.
So you'll do which one?
Oh, the main one. Okay, this is the question. A person from New York is called a New Yorker. That's true. Here's the true-false question. A person from Maine is called either a Mainer or a maniac. Is that true or false?
True.
That is true.
Wow.
When you call someone from Maine either a Mainer or a maniac.
No kidding.
Yeah, I looked this up, and this is an official website for all the names for people from which state and what they're called. A Kansan is from Kansas, et cetera. So, Kenan, how did you know that?
Because I just heard that. Somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Good job.
Hey, what's your question for us?
What book in the Old Testament talks about Revelation?
Would it be Daniel? We're just talking among ourselves, Kenan.
Okay. What are you saying? It mentions the book of Revelation or has similar material in it?
It has similar material in it.
That's going to be Daniel.
Yeah. We'll say Daniel, Kenan.
It was actually Ezekiel.
Okay. Ezekiel does have Ezekiel 1 has material that's very similar
and Daniel
Revelation
does as well.
4. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, great, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Keep reading the Bible, Kenan.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Great.
We had a little asterisk there. Kenan was 10 years old. That took a lot of courage to call in at 10 and sounded was very polite and very. Very smart.
And this young man is reading his Bible. And a lot of kids can't even pronounce the name Ezekiel.
That was impressive.
Yeah, it was right. Very impressive. All right, where do we go next?
Tennessee, where Peter's on the line. Hello, Peter.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're blessed, buddy. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm just going to answer one.
Which one do you feel good about?
Well, you know, I don't remember all of them. Y'all pick one. And make it a hard one,
Phil. Make it a hard one. Hey, Pete, let me get you to turn your radio down because I'm hearing a little bit of feedback. There's a little bit of a delay there. It'll mess you up and mess our listeners up as well.
That's not my radio, but give me one. How about that?
All right.
There we go.
Well, guys, pick one. Pick a
All right,
good
here
one
here's me. One here's one for you, Pete. The word bionic is a blend of what two words?
Oh, I didn't want that one. bio. Let's see. It's bio and onic.
No, that's not close enough. But what's your question for us, Peter?
Well, I was talking amongst myself the way y'all did.
Okay. All right.
I was trying to work it out there because you got bi, so that's going to mean two. Now, onic, I don't have any idea what onic means.
Okay. All right. All of you have the answer wrong.
Wait, so you're, what are the two mixed?
Yes, what are the two words that are blended for bionic, to get bionic? Well, I don't want you to answer it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Peter,
he was not correct.
Bionic. He was just talking among himself.
Okay. He was not close.
Oh, you want to save it for somebody else?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Okay. I was a mixture of all your calls because you had Pete from Washington and then you had Jerry from Memphis. So I'm Pete from Memphis and I'm kind of like Kenan because I'm like 10 times 4.2. But I just tuned in when y'all were talking about the Corvettes, you know, that whole episode of them falling in. You can find that on YouTube.
Hey, how long ago was that, Peter?
That I don't know, but I know there's CCTV footage of it on YouTube. You can find
you
and
watch the footage of it?
Well, because they had security cameras.
Yeah, you can actually watch them fall in.
Priceless Corvette.
Oh, I see.
I mean, the only one of whatever made or number five of this series of whatever.
Now, nobody got hurt. I mean, there was no people there involved.
No, it was the middle of the night, and the floor just opens up, and Corvette just start disappearing.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess there's a sermon in there.
Well, here's the deal. Not only did they lose some valuable Corvettes, but there were some complaining Israelites that were standing next to the Corvettes, and that's what kind of tipped the whole thing off. When they were griping and complaining and bellyaching, that ground opened up, and one of them was heard, his last words were said, "Here it goes again."
And the real tragedy was the snack machine fell in there with them, so... You know, all those bags of corn chips and stuff.
Peter,
so.
You have a question for us?
No, I didn't. I actually was just calling to let y'all know about the footage of the Corvettes in case anybody was interested
in that.
And
it's on YouTube. Perfect. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
All right. Have a good day.
See, I tell so much bizarre, crazy stuff, and of course, you know, Tim does as well. Then when you have something that sounds made up, you know, you think you got to couch it and go, this really is true, folks.
Yeah.
Well, you are the master of these true false questions, because when you ask them, I'm serious. I can never tell if it's going to be true or false, because the minute I say that is too wacky to be true, it is.
They're so outlandish, and they wind up being true.
I've told JJ and I've told my dad that with y'all's humor that I believe. I assume you're lying at first, and then afterwards I will grant the possibility that you're telling the truth.
Well, you're not far off from a real good principle by which you should live your life, at least around us.
Yeah.
Well, so, and that's why they adopted that with the courts, that you're guilty until you're proven innocent.
Yeah, that's right, with so certain people. All right, where do we go?
Let's go to Texas. Carolyn, hello.
Good morning.
What part of Texas, Carolyn? Where do you live?
Well, I live in Dobbin.
Now, where is that close to? Something we'd recognize.
It's west of Conroe.
Okay, terrific. Uh-huh. I was in Conroe last year. I got to speak at a pregnancy center. The Right to Life folks, a record crowd, a record amount of giving, and everybody's so nice there in the Houston-Conroe area. What a strong pro-life community.
Good.
Hey, yes, sir. Ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Well, I was going to do both, but I got aced out by Jerry and Tennant. So I guess I'm just going to ask.
All right.
All right.
So here it is. One night, the king and the queen went fishing. When they got back to the castle, they each had one fish. I mean, they each caught one fish, and when they got back to the castle, they had three fish. How can that be?
They went fishing. They each caught one fish, but when they got back to the castle, they had three fish?
Yep.
That is a great riddle, and I'm usually pretty good on these, but I'm stumped.
So three people, how many people went fishing?
Two, king and the queen, and they each caught one fish, but when they got back to the castle, they had three fish. Three fish. What is symbolic or what? I'm stumped.
You got me too, Carolyn. What's the answer?
Well, one night, the king and the queen went fishing.
Oh!
One night.
I love it.
That is very good.
Carolyn,
very good.
Don't run off. Stay on the line. So, did you hear the one about the fellow that went on a three-day trip and he left on Thursday and then he rode back on Friday? How is that possible?
Well, he crossed the international date line.
No, his horse was named Thursday. He rode out on Thursday. He stayed for 3 days, and he rode back on Friday. And it was because of his horse. But I'm going to remember you one about the night. A king and a queen.
One night,
fishing.
King and the queen.
One night,
and each of them caught one fish.
All right. I got something to add to the repertoire.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks, Carolyn. Have a great weekend.
You have a blessed weekend yourself.
JJ's going to go to the grocery store this weekend, and all he's going to be thinking about, not what his wife told him to get, but the king and the queen and the night went fishing.
I'm going to tell my kids, and then the third time I tell them, they're going to go, "Dad, you already told me that twice."
All right. We got to get
Zach from Georgia. Zach, you're our last caller.
All right.
You got in just under the wire, right before all the Corvettes fell into the earth. Hey, ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
Which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the consecutive Super Bowls.
All right, consecutive Super Bowls. All right. What NFL team has the most consecutive appearances in the Super Bowl with four?
Very sad to say, but the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
Zach, you telling me they lost four in a row?
Four in a row.
Oh, they, that, from that 1990 hurts. To 1993, and Jim Kelly was the quarterback. And I remember I was a youth pastor at the time, and we were over at someone's house who was hosting the Super Bowl party, and that was when they missed a field goal the last second.
Mm.
Wasn't that? I think that was they missed a field goal. They could have won. I don't know which one it was.
Oh, that's right, because that kicker is in the witness protection program.
Yes.
I read the story on him.
Never to return.
They haven't been very successful since either. So.
Hey,
no, that's
true. Zach, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. We're going to stick with the sports theme. What great Seattle Mariner has one more opportunity to make it into the Hall of Fame?
What great Seattle Mariner has one more opportunity? Because you get a certain number of ballots,
well,
right?
You're only on the ballot for so many years. I'll give you a hint. He was considered to be one of the most professional designated hitters of all time.
Oh, man.
So you got a DH, a Mariner. I don't have a good guess.
I don't know. You got a Zach.
But this is why we have this show, Zach, to be able to learn trivia like this. I'm serious.
Edgar Martinez.
He hasn't made it into the Hall of Fame yet?
He has not. He has one. Next year, he missed this year's vote by a couple of votes. He has one more opportunity next year to make it into the Hall of Fame.
Man.
See, I need to keep up with that stuff more. In fact, I just need to do better sports-wise. I got a box full of stuff, sports thing. I got an old Honus Wagner baseball card. I got to get rid of that thing. It's dusty.
Along with your Corvette.
Hey,
Zach, all right. Thanks for listening
to
AFR.
All right.
That was a good one.
All right. I guess we got to give our answers here to you have any questions remaining?
I do. I've got one that I just sort of tacked on late, and see if you guys know the answer to this. What Confederate general opened fire on Fort Sumter beginning the Civil War?
I don't know.
General Beauregard.
Beauregard. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
is that all you got?
That's all I've got. They gobbled mine up.
All right. Which hockey player has won the most Stanley Cups with 11 wins?
And that was Rocket Richard.
That's right.
Henri Rocket Richard.
Yeah, I have his name is Henry Richards, but I guess they called him what?
Yeah, Rocket. Yeah, that's he's French.
Okay.
So it's Richard.
Played for Montreal Canadiens.
Canadiens, who won like 27 Stanley Cups or something.
Wow.
Is that all you got left?
And what was the thing? He did what again?
He won the most Stanley Cups as a player, and he won 11 of them.
Wow. He's
81 years old this year.
Wow.
Really? Mm-hmm. And boy, that's a lot of stuff on your mantle.
Yes, it is. All right, let's see if you guys can get this. The word bionic is a blend of what two words?
Biology and something.
Yeah, biological and onic.
Biology and what?
Super?
Electronic.
Electronic.
Biology and electronic. They combine that to make bionic.
Bionic.
Yeah.
Wow, it's funny how people can, add new things to the lexicon.
Yeah.
President Trump was going to be known for fake news.
Yeah, that's right.
He really helped coin that.
Yeah.
All right. You've been listening to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Folks, Tim Wildman should be back in the saddle on Monday. Is that right, Walker?
That's right.
Okay, you'll be back from Colorado Springs. And, of course, we'll have Trivia Friday again next week. More great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a great weekend. Please go to church.